I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He just concluded his fourth year at Colorado State. Past three seasons, won at least 20 games this past season. 25 wins, just six losses. Made it to the NCAA tournament. He is also the man who recruited, signed, enrolled, and developed David Roddy into a first-round draft pick selected last week by the Memphis Grizzlies. It's Nico Medved, Colorado State head coach. Make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Nico, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
Gary, I'm doing great, man. It's awesome to be on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being here. I know it's been a whirlwind of a few days for you. People trying to figure out how you turned a prospect ranked outside of the top 400 in his high school class into a first-round draft pick. So let's start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. The first time you saw David Roddy, what did you see?
You know, he's just this interesting dude. Like, he was obviously, you know, it's been well documented. He was a great football player and athlete. And he's this big, lumbering, you know, guy. He's 6'5". He's, you know, maybe 270 even then. And you're watching him, but what you see, Gary, is this guy is like, man, he's so light on his feet for a guy that size. He's quick off the floor. He's got great hands, great instincts, can pass it. And he was just kind of that, well, what position is he? Well, I don't know what position he is, and I love guys like that. And he's super tough, competitive. And so we just started recruiting him, and we recruited the heck out of him. And you know how recruiting goes better than anyone. You know, going into, you know, after his junior year, going into his senior year, he kind of blew up on the AAU circuit a little bit with Howard Pulley, got, you know, high major stuff. And we kind of hung in there with him, and he was one of the rare breeds who just sort of, hey, man, I really like these guys at Colorado State. I love the vision they have for me. I think we can win. And even though we were coming off a 12-20 season, man, he bet on us. And it's just been awesome to watch his development.
When did you know, okay, this guy can be the best player in this league, which is what he ultimately became? And by extension, you know what? This guy's got a chance to play in the NBA.
It really hit me after his sophomore year. So sophomore year, you know, we were one of the first teams left out of the tournament. We made a run in the NIT. I felt like after that year, I'm like, you know what? I really think this guy can play in the NBA. And, you know, as he explored the process a little bit, I told all the teams and guys that I talked to, I'm like, I'm telling you guys, he can play in your league. You know, he just needs to get, you know, refine his skill a little bit, become a little bit better shooter. And he's going to be able to do it. And, you know, what was really cool at that time, he did the undergraduate advisory deal, comes back, all the teams in the league had him as an undrafted grade. And then, man, after this last season, Gary, he did the same thing, and all 30, you know, all the teams had him on the draft board. And I'll never forget that call. He called me, and he's like, Coach, did you see my, you know, my undergraduate advisory deal? And I'm like, yeah. And it just kind of hit him, man, look at where I've come, you know, in even a year. And but I saw it after his sophomore year. And to that guy's credit, man, he just put in the work and continued to believe and improve, and here we are today.
I'm talking to Nico Medved, head coach at Colorado State, the man who recruited, signed, enrolled, and developed David Roddy into somebody who became the 23rd pick in the NBA draft last week, selected by the Memphis Grizzlies. So you get that evaluation back, and I guess I mean, I don't want to project, but I've always found it interesting how conflicted some coaches might be in these moments. Obviously, you want what's best for your players. this is. But on the other hand, oh boy, you'd love to have him back because he's an incredible college basketball player. How do you balance those emotions in that moment?
You cut out there for me for a second, but I think I know what you're asking. And you know, for me, it's always bittersweet in the sense that he's just an unbelievable person and player, and of course you want him in your program. he's a difference maker, but you know what? Just like you said at the beginning, ultimately my job is to do what's best for your guys. And every kid, you know, when you recruit him and you're selling him on the vision you have for him and the team, and we had a vision of him playing professional basketball. And when he has an opportunity to do that, that's your job, is to do what's best for your guys. And that's what we did. And I know how hard that was for David. He really loves it here, and he loves his team. And it went right down to the wire for him. And I think in his heart, it was almost like, man, I want to come back and play college. But he knew. He had enough information, Gary, where he knew he needed to go. And you know what? He was right. He bet on himself. And man, I told him when the process started, I'm like, David, if you're going to be a first-round pick, I'm not letting you come back to Colorado State. Like, you need to do that. Like, that's what's best for you, man. And that kid gave everything he had to our program and community and all that. So that's all we can ask. And to see young people get that out of it, that's what it's all about, man. And if you're not doing that, I don't think you're doing your job as a coach.
I'll be honest. I was a little surprised that he came off the board in the top 25, if only because most mock drafts didn't have him projected that high. Were you surprised that he went 23rd in this draft?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, talking to, you know, his circle and the people, I think that, you know, we felt there was a great chance, you know, he could be in that late first round, early second round, even though a lot of the national people didn't have him on that. And I think what started to happen, Gary, was as they brought him in for workouts, they got to see maybe more firsthand how athletic he really was for his size, the skill set he possesses. I mean, offensively, he's ready. The things he can do at that level, you know, I think defensively is the question, you know, for him and who and where he's going to guard. But I think you start to see he's got the athleticism and toughness to do it. He's going to have to get better. And, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. He's not a guy that checks the boxes of, hey, what position is he? But there's certain organizations, and it was funny as we were going through it, and certain organizations loved him and others didn't as much. But the ones who really valued, you know, what he was and kind of liked that he was a little bit of a mismatch, you know, fell in love with him. And then you get a chance to meet this guy like you will. He's an unbelievable person. He's so self-aware. He knows who he is. He knows who he needs to be. And, you know, I don't be shocked now if he's ready to help, you know, earlier than you think. And so one thing I do know, Memphis has seemed to know what they're doing in the draft.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Well, that's the other thing.
And I'm biased, and I think they do too right now. So.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. Like their first-round pick, Jake LaRavia, came off the board higher than most people expected. Then David comes off the board higher than most people expected. But like I talked about on Friday's show, like, you know, this front office, they are not without misses in the draft, but they've gotten a lot of stuff right over the past few years, evidence being that they have built basically from nothing a team that finished with the second best record in the NBA this past season. So they're almost getting to a point, and perhaps they're already there, like San Antonio, Toronto, maybe Miami. Even when they do something you didn't expect them to do, you have to stop yourself and say, you know what, they probably know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, they know what they like. They know what fits. They know the things that they look for, and I give them credit. You know, it's obviously worked, and it's in a lot of ways, there's some parallels to what we do in college, right? You go out there, and people are going to be ranked, you know, here, there, or the other, and a lot of people are going to have opinions. But ultimately, you have to go with what you believe works for you. And, you know, you see something and see a skill set or a talent, and you know, as long as you got to be willing to take that chance. And clearly the front office there has done that. It's been really, really successful. And I think he's going to be a great fit. And so, no, I'm not surprised to see him do what he's doing. And he's done that his whole career, man. He's bet on himself. And, hey, Gary, you were one of the few guys out there who stayed up late to watch all these Mountain West games. Like, you probably, you know what I mean? Like, you probably saw him play maybe more than others. So,
Well, that's actually the truth, because we carry a lot of your games on CBS Sports Network. I'm in studio for, you know, a Colorado State, Boise State game. So whereas most Memphians, I don't think as of last week, probably knew much about David Roddy. I have seen him play a whole bunch of times, probably more than anybody who doesn't work for the Grizzlies. I've probably seen him play in terms of people who live in this market. So I've always been a fan of him as a college player. Just terrific this past season in leading you guys to the NCAA tournament. I'm talking to Nico Medved, head coach, Colorado State. Just a couple more things for you. Does his body is unusual for a basketball player and has never stopped him from being great. Does his body need to change in the NBA?
I think, you know, he got himself into terrific shape here for us. And that's another thing I told all the teams. You know, it was like, well, he's going to have to slim down and whatever. And I said, okay, well, maybe that's fair a little bit, but you're going to be surprised when you get him how put together he is. And, I mean, this is a guy, you know, that was playing at 260 and he's got, you know, whatever, 9% body fat. You know, I mean, it's not like he's so quick still and light on his feet, and he's just an enigma that way. And so, you know, what I would say, we asked him to do a ton. He played a ton of minutes. He was a high usage player. He battled big guys, guarded smaller guys. So he was able to do that and hold up at a high level throughout the college career. Now you go to the next level, whole different ball game, right? I mean, more games. You got to go good to great. So, yeah, there's a little bit of fine-tuning he's going to have to do there, but that's probably every player. And he's self-aware. He knows that. But, you know, he's an enigma, man. He is a big kid. And that's also one of his greatest strengths as a player is that. And so I don't know that you want to take that away from him. But, yes, he's going to have to get in a little bit leaner, but probably not as much as people think.
Wrap it up here with Nico Medved, head coach, Colorado State. Last thing before I let you go, what can this do for your program to have a player like him totally, you know, off of the radar from a recruiting perspective coming out of high school who then develops, you know, in a matter of 3 years into the 23rd pick in the NBA draft? Obviously, it's massive for David Roddy. What does it mean for Colorado State for you?
I think it just continues to, you know, increase our profile and our brand, you know, as we've been doing that year after year, I think getting better and better and, you know, being able to tell that story. And, you know, David, ultimately he turned down, you know, other high major schools to come here. And you know, you're trying to, and look at what happened to him. He went here because we were the best fit. We believed in him. He had a great relationship. He loved the way that we played. And obviously the way it worked out for him individually and for our team. And I think that's a story now we could have talked about before, but now it's true. You know, you've seen a guy firsthand be able to do that. And so I think it's going to help us. It's going to help us as we're continuing to build this thing. And hopefully it's already gaining momentum for us on the recruiting trail. So it's awesome, man. And that's what you want. And the best thing about David, like you said, is you get a chance to know him. He's an unbelievable human being, better human being than he is player. And I know a lot of people say that, but it's true. And he's going to be a great ambassador for our program.
That is Nico Medved, head coach at Colorado State, coming off of an NCAA tournament appearance, the man who recruited, signed, enrolled, and developed David Roddy into the 23rd pick in the 2022 NBA draft. Nico, I appreciate you being here. Thanks so much, and I can't wait to see you in FedEx Forum for a game.
Hey, man, anytime. I'm a huge, like I said, I'm the biggest Grizzlies fan in the world now, I'll tell you that.
That is awesome. I can't wait to see you, buddy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, take care. That's Nico Medved, head coach at Colorado State in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm assuming you saw the video last week that the Colorado State account sent out of David getting the phone call.
Yeah.
I love those
it's
moments.
It's great. It's great.
It's why I love the problem with work in the NBA draft is that I don't get to, like, just enjoy the NBA draft the way I don't care at all about the NFL draft in the sense that I don't have a favorite team.
Sure.
There's not a Memphis franchise. I don't really know most of the people being picked, like in the defensive lineman from what I'm unfamiliar.
Right.
So, I don't care about it, but I still love watching it because I love watching these dreams be fulfilled. These young men hug their mothers, hug their fathers, like big, strong, tough guys be brought to tears because they've fulfilled a lifelong dream. Like when you play baseball or basketball or football, at some point, I think everybody has, even for a second, had a dream about what would that be like to get picked, to be selected, to do this for a living. And then for 99.9999999999% of us, it's just a dream that lasted 3 seconds because, like, right. You know, you cannot overstate how special you have to be to even put yourself in the position to be in the position these young people are. But you saw it, like, in the draft the other night. Jaden Ivey had that moment with his mother. Even Paolo Banchero, who said he had never cried tears of joy in his life. It had never happened. And he could not help himself when he found out he was the number one pick in the draft. There's the video of Dave Irrade getting the phone call, and he just seems shocked.
Yeah.
And also overwhelmed. Like, what? Don't he, like, the quote from him was actually, "Don't play with me."
Yeah.
Like you, are you being serious right now? I'm about to be the 23rd pick in this draft. And while he's on the phone, you can hear Woj in the background on the television screen saying the Memphis Grizzlies are acquiring this pick and they will use it to select David Roddy, and the whole room just explodes. It's a great video. And like, it's not only the moment where you achieve a lifelong dream. Because keep in mind, Paolo Banchero was overwhelmed. It's been clear for years he was going to have this moment.
Right.
It has never been clear that David Roddy was going to have this moment. In fact, it wasn't clear last Thursday morning that he would have this moment.
Yeah.
Selected as a first-round pick. So it's not just a moment where you are achieving a dream. It is that. But what it is also is a moment where financially your life changes drastically. The 23rd pick in this draft, David Roddy, is going to make $2.15 million this next year. And in his second year, which is also guaranteed, it's $2.26 million. And then, you know, the third year option, which is almost always picked up by the team, that's another $2.37 million. I mean, he just simply by being selected where he was selected, even if he never actually appears in an NBA game, which of course he will, but just by being selected, he is, you know, pocketed, he's guaranteed more money than most people will make in a lifetime. So to have all of this happening at the exact same time, it's one thing for somebody who went to school at Kentucky or Duke or Kansas. If you've, with rare exceptions, if you ever enroll to play basketball at a place like that, you have probably had a realistic dream of being a first-round pick someday. If you're Jalen Duren, it's been clear for years he was going to be a first-round pick. But when you're ranked outside of the top 400 in your high school class, and then you go to Colorado State, just if you know nothing more about a prospect than those two things, ranked outside of the top 400, went to Colorado State, you don't really have realistic dreams of ever having that moment. But then you're surrounded by great coaches. You seem to be about all of the right things. And then you develop in a way that gives you a chance. It's just an awesome, awesome story. Honestly, like the two guys the Grizzlies took in the first round are both just incredible stories. You know, when you are a five-star McDonald's All-American, this is the kind of stuff that's supposed to happen. This was never supposed to happen for Jake LaRavia. Like when I had Steve Forbes, Wake Forest coach, on Friday, he accurately noted he wasn't even in anybody's list of the top 100 transfers a year ago. And then he became a top 20 NBA draft pick. A year ago, not even a top 100 transfer in college basketball, but a top 20 pick in the NBA draft. It's not supposed to happen. And for David Roddy, also not supposed to happen. But the Grizzlies very clearly targeted a very specific type of player with very specific statistical strengths. And now you just hope they hit, because as anybody will tell you, this is the first awesome part. Now the next part is, can you still be in the league when you're 27? Can you still be in the league when you're 31? You know, can you act? Can you? You made it, but can you stick? You'll be there for a while because, you know, at least the first 2 years are guaranteed. But this stuff can go away pretty quickly too. The list of guys who were drafted in the first round, it amazes me every year. I go back and look at an NBA draft, and I'm like, oh wow, half these guys don't. They never mattered after the night they get picked. They never matter. So now for the Grizzlies, obviously, but also for Jake and for David, you hope that they hit and develop into what that front office believes they can be, which is important pieces for a franchise trying to win an NBA title.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.